Meseret Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Chet. Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shetach kiblu mehem. Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shetach, the third of the Zugos that we will see in this parak, they learned their Torah from Yeshua ben Prachia and Nita Har Beli. Yehuda ben Tabai Omer. Yehuda ben Tabai said, Al tasas mecha ki orche hadayonim. You should not make yourself into an orche hadayonim, which is when two people are having a din being judged by the bezdin. You should not get yourself involved by helping one side, by teaching him what he should tie up to the bezdin. That is called an orech din, and it's not proper to involve yourself by helping one side, even if you know that he is in the right. U'kishayu bali dinim umdin lefanecha yiyu beinecha kirishon. And when the bali dinim are standing in front of you, when they are being judged the case by the dayan should look at both of them as if they are rishon, as if the dayan feels that one of them is a tzaddik. He will not believe what the other person says. So therefore, he should consider both of them like rishon, and that way he will question everything both of them say, and that way the case will be judged correctly. Ukishniftarim lefanecha. And when the bali dinim are dismissed from before you, after the case has been judged and decided, yiyu beinecha kizakom, you should look at both of the bal dinim as if they are zakai, as if they are proper people, kishekiblu aleim as a din, when they accepted on themselves the din, you have made a decision and you were mechayev one of them. You should not look at it as if the person who was chayev is a Russian and was trying to steal. Instead, you should think that he made a mistake, he wasn't really trying to steal, or that he did tshuva, or in the case where one of them had to take a shvua and went ahead and took a shvua, you should not think that he took a shvua sheker, as after the case has been decided, you should consider both of them tzaddikim. Masechet Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes. Shimon ben Shetach Omer, Havimar ben Lachkor Efe Edom. Shimon ben Shetach says, you should spend a lot of time interrogating the Edom. When Aiden comes to testify in a case that is being judged by the Bezdin, the Dayanah should interrogate the Aiden very much, as that way, if the Aiden are lying, the more they are interrogated, the better chance there is that they will slip up, and it will be revealed to the Dayanah that they are lying. Bahavi Zahir Bitvarecha. And the Dayanah should be very careful in the way they interrogate the Aiden. Shema mitocham yilmadu l'shaker. As maybe from the very interrogation, the Aiden will learn how to lie. As if when the Dayan is interrogating them, he tells the Aiden that maybe the Maisa happened like this. Or if he tells them that if the Maisa would have happened like this, then this side would win. And that way, the Aiden will realize how they have to lie in order that the person they are lying for will win the case. So therefore, the Dayan should be very careful in the words that he uses when he interrogates the Aiden.